Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Hey guys, can I ask you a question? How are your balls feeling right now? Are they super clean and dry? Does your partner complain or is not always willing to go downtown? If so, I've got something for you. I've just launched a new product called Down Under Comfort for my brand Emily & Tony. It's really unique. It's a cream to tapioca powder formula that is designed to keep men fresh and clean down under or wherever they need. And girls can use it too, under their breasts, their lower back, anywhere they want to stay fresh. So help keep this podcast free and your balls dry. Use code EMILY to get 20% off your first purchase. Check them out today at emilyandtony.com. Trust me, and you're welcome.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com. You can listen to our podcasts. Sign up for our mailing list. You can also find out about my Twitter and Facebook information there and my Facebook fan page, which is Sex with Emily. And Menace, where can we find you?
WhiteMenace.com.
WhiteMenace.com. That's so easy. Sitting here with my producer, Menace. It's so good to see you.
And it's not blocked on most office.
Like mine is. Yeah. Blocked. So if you're on Facebook, like everyone else is on Facebook and not really working these days, you can go to Emily Hope Morse on Facebook.
That is so true. Every single like cubicle I walk by,
people click off real fast.
Like, dude, I already saw you on Facebook.
Everybody's on Facebook.
Like, calm down.
Facebook has like more users or something they said than Google. I was reading this morning.
Yeah. They have, it's like almost 40% of internet traffic.
Yeah.
They said.
My brother blocks it in his office. A lot of offices. They block it here?
Yeah, because he's smart. No.
That's good. No, because you need it because you're a social networking dude.
Yeah. And I wanted to – I found out about like all the geeks in San Francisco, what they're on. They're not on Facebook. They're on OkCupid.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's a great dating site. What are they not on it for? They're surfing porn?
It's not a great dating site.
What do you mean? It's a popular dating site.
Yeah.
What are they doing there?
They're using that as their Facebook.
Oh, like really? Because they're like, as long as if I want to get laid, I might as well use OkCupid, not Facebook.
Yeah. So I was at the She and Him concert, you know, with Zooey Deschanel and all that stuff.
Right.
And I was with a bunch of the web geek crew of San Francisco, and they're like, "Yeah, you got to check out OkCupid." So I went on there. I didn't see one attractive girl that I liked.
Really?
None.
A lot of people are using it. I don't know. I've never done it, but you should do it for an experiment.
I did.
Now that you're single,
it's like terrible.
Okay, today's show, we will be reading the emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com. Topics in the letters today include, in your emails include, is there such thing as being too wet for sex? Rules for a manatorium, because as you know, everyone knows I'm on a manatorium. Pregnancy and sex, hand jobs and strippers. And we're also going to be talking to a porn star, Brie Olsen from Adam and Eve. She's part of one of the Adam and Eve stars, and she's going to be talking to us about
being a porn
being
star.
Being a porn star. If she's had plastic surgery and whatever. Whatever questions we're going to ask.
I have a friend that's a porn star and she's had plastic surgery.
Yeah. Most have, but it says that she has natural fake boobs. Natural real boobs.
Natural fake boobs. All right.
That she has a size D, but they're real.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. So this is the 3 month mark of my manatorium today. I have
really?
Not had sex in 3 months. This is the longest I've ever gone in my entire life.
How many guys have you made out with?
No, that's it. None.
Liar.
None. All lies. No, it's part of it. No sex, no sex, no kissing, nothing. Someone actually asked me one of the letters I'm going to read, we'll get to, but what are the rules of it? And the rules are that I'm trying not to even make out. I'm trying not to flirt. I'm trying not to do any of that stuff.
How many sweaters have you made?
Do you remember my knitting class? Is that a joke? Yeah. I haven't done anything. No.
Nothing?
I've been working
really
hard.
What have you gotten done in this?
A lot. I'm tagging the website like you told me to. Mm-hmm. And I am finished my book.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're doing another iPhone app. And if you want to download my iPhone app, if you haven't done that yet and you have an iPhone, 101 Sex Tips from Sex with Emily. Working on another iPhone app. I'm busy.
All right, good.
Yeah, I'm home.
I want to make
working.
Sure if you're not having sex, you're getting stuff done.
Yeah, exactly. I'm getting lots done. But okay. I think I should start having sex again soon. I didn't really set an end to the manatorium.
It's infinite?
Well, I didn't really set an end to it. I didn't set a deadline.
Now, who's going to be the one?
I don't know yet. I don't even
have.
That's the point. I don't have
what has
yet.
To happen for you to break this manatorium?
He's got to be really good. He's got to be someone that I'm really interested in. None of this, like, I'm just going to sleep with someone because whatever. I mean, he's got to be. This has been a time for me to reflect and to figure out what I want and to think about it more. And then that person will have to fit some certain guidelines and rules.
What are the guidelines?
Which I'm not going to discuss right now.
Why not? Give me
I don't
guidelines.
Know. I just
give
want
me,
someone
give
who's
me.
Healthy. I want someone who's healthy, who makes sense for me, who is, you know, aligned with my values.
That is so, like, no detail.
Just not someone who's ridiculous. Like, the last relationship was ridiculous, and I saw that the whole time, and I knew that it wasn't
me,
something I should get into.
Give me, like, two qualities, at least, that
of
this
the guy
yeah, has to have.
He's kind, he's funny.
He's kind and funny.
And he's a good person in the universe. Like, he's just, like, a good person.
All right.
You know, he's not, like, kicking small animals.
And then he
and
gets in
he
your pants.
Eventually.
All right.
But I think I'm going to wait longer. What about you? How's it getting in your pants?
Getting in my pants is easy.
Really? How many people are you sleeping with? I saw your tweet that you tweeted that you were at the BFD that you ran into all your exes.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, the thing is, well, if you don't know what the BFD concert is, it's a concert here in the Bay Area that the radio station I work for throws. And it's been going on for probably over 15 years. So the big thing every year is when I go to this concert, I see every single ex-girlfriend I ever had at this show.
That happens to me sometimes. So yeah. What do you do? Like, do you ever feel, okay, here's my question. Do you feel like a remorse or a pang ever in your heart? Like, oh, I wish I was still with that person. Or are you like done? You're an ex. You're
I'm
over.
Done. It's easy for me to
see,
get over exes.
That's hard. I always get, it's always like a little, like a something inside me dies when you hear they get engaged. Like I've heard that the last few days I've got three friends whose exes got engaged. And it's like, it's always hard. I've heard that too. I always think, oh, really? We're not going to work? Even though I know it's been over for years.
Well, do you feel bad that your ex got engaged because you're like, well, I wasn't good enough?
No, I was good enough. They always wanted to, and
I
wasn't
right. Okay, yeah, that's right.
It has nothing to do with me.
Okay,
I'm just
you're
saying
friends. You're friends that talk about this.
Yeah,
is that
no, my friends
feel-
too. No, my friends too who are going through it. Because I actually, it's funny, in the last 2 days, two friends' exes, they did get engaged, and it was like, it's always a hard thing, you know, but it's just because you're not together for a reason. I do believe that in relationships, I don't believe in any failures. Al Gore is getting divorced. They've been together 40 years. Good for him. Congratulations. We should have a party for Al Gore.
You're like party of one.
No,
right now. Why?
Like, what? Because you know what? They've been together through thick and thin in politics. They've had children. They have grandkids. He was vice president of the United States, and now they're getting divorced. Like, they had a great run, a great 40 years.
Now,
I don't
what
think
are they
that marriage
do?
Should be for. I don't know. He's probably going to go, you know, sleep with an
Yeah, he's
so
probably going to go bang a lot of chicks, but what about her?
I don't know what she's going to do. I haven't gotten into it. I should call her. But, you know, did you hear that he was getting divorced? So it's just like,
yeah.
What my point is, I don't look at any relationships as failures. I don't look, even the crazy ones. I'm like, I learned from that. So for example, the last one ended. And what I learned from it is I need a manatorium. I need to just stay away from men. I saw the signs. I didn't pay attention. So sometimes you need to step back and you learn from all of them, even the ones that are disasters.
All right. I'm glad you had those theories.
I do have those theories. You don't agree. So you see your exes, and do you ever hook up with them again?
No, not recently. I've done it before,
right.
But not anymore.
I do. I usually do, too.
No, because then they want to, like, hang out longer.
Right.
And I'm not really
into
that.
You got to do it at their house so you can leave. I know.
Yeah.
These days, you're just sleeping around.
No. Well, no. Kind of. Sort
Whatever.
Of. I don't
Menace
know.
Is, like,
I forget.
Afraid they're listening. They're not listening. Oh, my God.
No one listens to the show.
Yes, they do. We've got so many listeners. Thanks, everyone, for listening. That was sarcasm. Yeah. No, we've been getting so many listeners, and thanks to everybody for donating to the show as well. We have a donate button now on sexwithemily.com. So appreciate everyone who's given, you know, some money.
That's, like, hit me up on Facebook recently. It's been ridiculous.
It's ridiculous how many listeners we have. It goes up every month.
Thank you
so
much.
Very exciting. They love you.
But we do have sponsors.
We do have sponsors. So I'm going to read. Yeah, we got Adam and Eve here. Adam and Eve, we love them. So I know you're looking to spice up things in the bedroom. Or maybe you've been wanting to fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie. Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that is not all. Oh, no. When you select one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration, plus a free sexy gift. And top it all off, they're going to throw in a free shipping on your entire order, and they're not teasing you. So check out adamandeve.com today for the special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type Emily for the offer code upon checkout. And when you do, you'll get three free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code Emily, E-M-I-L-Y, at adamandeve.com.
Sweet.
Sweet. Let's get into some mail. All
right. What do you got?
Okay. These are emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com. Some people sent it to my Facebook account. Some people Twittered. Whatever you want to do, get in touch with me. Hi, Emily and Menace. I just discovered your podcast last night and have already downloaded and listened to a gazillion of them. Bye-bye, reality TV. See you later, trashy gossip magazine. I found all my new guilty pleasure. I can't wait to get through them all. Here's a question for you that I haven't heard. When I get turned on, I get really wet. Kissing and even giving a blowjob can make me drip like a faucet. Can my slippery slope be so slippery that my new man might not actually feel the friction? How normal is this? How wet is too wet? What can I do about it? Can this be a problem in terms of him losing an erection? Please help. Signed, Flowing Like a River. I love it. Oh, and a lot of people also in your letters, we've met us a few weeks ago that you'd put where you're from, and people have been doing that. So we appreciate it when you let us know where you're from. Flowing like a river. She could be from anywhere. Okay, so here's the thing. First of all, I want to know if you're on any medication. Sometimes there's certain medications that you take that make you more wet or more dry. So that could be a factor. But I have to say, being really wet is usually, most of the time, 98% of the time, really, really good thing for your sex life. Because people are adding in lube. People are using other things to make themselves wetter. So I don't really think.
I think no.
What? Have you been wet with a woman who's too wet?
Yeah, wet is too wet sometimes.
Really? So what happened to you when that happened?
It gets a little too slippery.
Mm-hmm.
And things.
Well, that's what she's concerned about. So I would say use a towel. I mean, if you have a towel by the bed, sometimes you can just like towel yourself up and then go back into it because if you're too wet.
Yeah.
But that's.
Maybe bring a ShamWow or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. ShamWow.
In your life.
Whatever you need.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't think it's a really big problem. But again, I would check if it's medication and you don't need any lube. You're saving money on lube.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
I still recommend this ShamWow.
You've been with a woman who's too wet and it was a problem?
Yeah. It's what? Too much problem. It's too messy.
Right.
I don't like it. That's why I don't like food in the bedroom and stuff like that. It's too messy.
Too messy. But wet is good.
Yeah, wet is good. But there's still a line where it's too wet.
Right. Okay, so I say mop it up in between. If you have to, like, have them pull out and have a little thing there that you mop up your wetness, you can do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for writing, Flowing Like a River. Glad you like the show. Dear Emily, regarding Tuesday dates and what that means, it means nothing. Perhaps the guy's a bartender or a stripper who works on Friday or Saturday nights. Here in Las Vegas, most of my friends, and myself included, work on the weekends, and we usually go out on Tuesdays. In fact, here we have something called industry night on Tuesday for people in the service industry. So don't sweat a Tuesday night date. I was sweating a Tuesday night date because some guy asked me out on Tuesday and I thought, why not Friday? Okay. Question. Someone asked me if I was still allowed to flirt 3 times a day during my girlatorium. Like Tristan suggested in episode 134. I did not know the answer. What are you doing? Thoughts. Troy in Las Vegas. Okay, Troy, I'm a huge flirt. Like, I don't even notice that I'm flirting, and I try to not even put my sexual energy out there. But if you flirt, that's, you know, it's harmless. I mean, I would say try not to make out, try not to fool around if you're on a girlatorium. I'm starting
a girlatorium?
Thing. Apparently he is.
A man is going on a girlatorium.
Yeah. Why are you on a girlatorium, Troy? I want to know.
Because they'll take your money. In Las
what
Vegas.
What plan are they for? In Vegas, exactly. Because he lives in Las Vegas.
Well, just in general, women will take your money. That's why you have to, like, you know, take a rest for a little while.
Yeah.
Save some money in the bank so you can take him out again.
That's another option. That's another thing. But I don't know if that's Troy, if that's your – I know Troy's emailed a few times. But Troy, I would just say that if you're doing it, like I'm doing it just to kind of rid myself of the male energy that was in my life. So I'm trying not to put it out there. So I would say, no, try to see if you cannot flirt. But if you flirt, don't beat yourself up.
So you're not flirting on your
manatorium. If you slip and fall on a vagina, I would say I slipped and fell on a penis by mistake. Yeah. But if you slip and fall, you know, that would be violating it if you have sex with someone. But
you are not flirting.
I'm really not. And I don't, all I do is work.
Are you sure?
I swear.
Sure. You haven't flirted.
I'm sure I have.
Yeah.
I'm sure I can't help but put it out there, but I'm not doing it to the extent to which I usually have done it in the past.
Wow.
I know.
That must
be. Can't you tell? Don't I seem like my hair is in a ponytail? I'm feeling like.
Because we're hanging out with my DJ friend. That looked pretty flirtatious to me.
Did he say anything about me?
No.
What did he say? Seriously.
He hasn't said anything.
You were hanging out with him all weekend.
Yeah, he has not said
anything. Was he like, Emily blew me off and I'm not going to text her again?
He did not say anything.
You're such a liar.
I swear to God.
You're a really bad liar too, which is really unfortunate. Okay.
I'm sorry to kill your ego right now, but he did not say anything.
Menace and I had an episode a few weeks ago where I went in to see this DJ that I went out with a few times, and apparently everything in the room the two of us were just looking into his eyes, and Menace felt like he was ignored and pushed to the back. Like there was music and birds chirping.
No, because you're asking me. Okay, let's break it down just real quick, one more time. Because you started the other episode saying how we should hang out more. And I said, I don't want to hang out with you because you ignore everybody in the room once there's a guy in the room. Like, I don't want to hang out with somebody like that.
I don't do that usually.
Usually.
He's cute, though.
All right. But okay. He didn't say anything.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm fine. Whatever. He's just thinking about me at night.
Yeah.
Special times. Hi, Emily and Menace. I literally just started listening today, but I've already burned through 6 podcasts. Needless to say, loving you two in the show. My question is, my girlfriend is 5.5 months pregnant and the sex is MIA. The last time we had sex was over 2 months ago with nothing but very non-passionate kisses since. I tell myself she's not feeling great, having body image issues, but it's getting really frustrating. I worry that this may be simply be a precursor to how it'll be after my baby's born.
She's 6 months pregnant.
I know. Honey, let me finish. Ugh. I've tried different things, sexy texts, emails, massages, all just to have her deal with. All of it just tells me that I've got to deal with her lack of sexual desire and suck it up. When I mentioned I could say the same to her, she didn't see the humor in it. One other negative effect of this, I'm starting to have a desire to cheat. I never have before and actually have a bit of a pride about that. I've noticed I'm flirting a lot with other women, getting numbers, and even my first random girl sexting me.
Oh, no.
So far, nothing has happened, but my resolve is fading fast. Signed, John.
Trouble.
Ooh, John, hang in there. It's been, what, she's 5 months pregnant, you said? Six months pregnant.
Now, okay, what do you feel about that?
I feel that, like, don't do, like, this is really, really natural. In fact, I was just having a conversation with a friend who, he's married, and his wife is same exact thing, 6 months pregnant, and he's like, I want to have sex with someone. I can't handle it. She is having body image issues. She's not feeling good about herself. She's not feeling sexy, and she's not feeling like she wants to have sex.
What do you think in general of having sex with a woman that's 6 months pregnant?
Oh, I think
I could hold off as a man. I could
hold
off.
You only say that because you're not with someone who's pregnant yet. Some men feel that way, but a lot of men I know want it. They find it very, very sexy that they're with
them. They want to have sex with a woman that's 6 months pregnant.
Pregnant with their baby, with your seed.
I think that's disgusting.
Menace, one day you're going to be a father.
I'm just saying,
I
think I could hold off for a little while and not cheat on
you say
the
that
woman
now.
That's having my baby.
Honey, a lot of women, pregnant women, are very sexual and sexy, and men want to
rip
their clothes
off. No, I see
off.
Beautiful pregnant women
all
the
time. But
you're
saying that you wouldn't want to sleep with a woman that you impregnated?
That's 6 months pregnant? No.
Okay, that's fair. Well, John wants to. So, John, I would just say that I would hang in there, baby. Maybe you should surf more porn. Maybe you should even, like, talk to her about it. Talk about the fact that you're feeling this way.
I'm sure there's been certain points in his life where he hasn't had sex for a couple months.
Maybe. But
just
it's really hard when he's used to it. He's with his wife, and now all of a sudden she just shuts it down, which happens with a lot of women. I would say hang in there. Don't cheat if you have to go to therapy. I would say just don't. I mean, she's pregnant, and she's about to have your child, and it's going to be a whole different thing. So I would just say if you have to masturbate a few more times a week, if you have to, you know, do whatever. But I would say don't cheat. The last thing you should do is cheat.
See how it is after you have a kid.
Right. You can just hang in there, John. Seriously. Mm-hmm. And I would say it sounds like – but I don't know. You said that you've talked to her, and she says she's not feeling great. But I want to know how much – have you told her really, like, how you're feeling? Rather than putting it on her, like, you don't want to have sex with me and you're rejecting me. But just, you know, honey, I'm feeling – that I really need to have this connection with you right now. I really need this intimacy with you right now. We're missing that. And I'm feeling like I don't know if I can handle it any longer. I mean, if you tell her, if you come from a place of I, you use the words I and not you when you're confronting her, it's a lot more effective way to communicate. That's what I think.
Yes.
Your wife's going to be begging you to have sex, Menace, on the other hand.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that.
You're not going to sleep with your pregnant wife.
I can't see myself having sex with a woman that's 6 months pregnant.
Okay, got it. Here, yeah. Okay, hello, M. What a surprising and refreshing podcast you have. Since last summer, I'm in a new relationship, and I found out that sex can be so much more than just, how do you put it, local pleasure. Now it is a whole body experience that grabs the whole of me and my partner. Truly amazing. I think that one reason for this is because we take our time and we try to please each other. You get pleasure by inducing pleasure, right? I quite agree with you that you should have a lot of alternatives to choose from, your own sexual smorgasbord. I have the pleasure of living with a woman that is not only beautiful but also intelligent. I have always found it more interesting being with a smart woman, but it sometimes seems that I am almost alone in that. Some women almost hide the fact that they are amazingly smart. Is it like that? Is intelligence a turn on or a turn off? I expect that Menace has some opinion on that. On the handjob debate, a handjob is a very nice compliment. It is especially nice to wake up to a gentle handjob, a perfect way to start a morning. I also find that guys can give a handjob back in places and situations that other activities might, where other activities might be improper. I think I remember that you also talked some time ago about collecting addresses to your fans. Are you planning a trip across the states or something like that? You should consider extending your trip to Stockholm also, as this is the most beautiful city in Europe. And also consider the fact that we Swedes start living in the spring and summer after a dark and cold winter. We start living in the spring and summer after a dark and cold winter. It is a special treat to experience the endless summer nights and never go dark, quite dark together with Swedes. I love this. He wants to give me a help you get here. I'll let you know, Frederick, if I get there. So Frederick wants to know if intelligent women, if they try to hide it. No, I don't. Not here where we live. And I mean, don't you think a smart woman is hot, Menace?
Yeah, of course, because they can take care of themselves. And right. I like that.
Yeah,
I like something that's not high maintenance and they can do their own thing.
And he likes a hand job in the morning. We've had this handjob debate if you're just joining us.
Yes.
Menace has been trying to kill it. But for a while now, we've had this handjob debate where I think that handjobs are a nice accoutrement to your sex life. And Menace thinks that it should just
I'm
be
just
left
saying,
for the
a
man's
solo,
hands.
We've had this debate 1,000 times. Right. I'm saying a solo handjob is not good enough.
Right.
It can be accompanied by other things.
Exactly.
Great.
That's what we're saying. So he likes a hand job, and he likes to give it back. I love this guy, Frederick. Frederick, I love you. I should go to Sweden. I should go see you there.
He gives hand jobs back to women?
Well, meaning he manually stimulates her back.
Okay.
You understand that?
Yes.
You've done that before.
Yeah, when I was a teenager.
You still don't do it? See, that's such a problem.
You're not getting what I'm saying.
You just go down on a woman. No, you don't do that either.
No, I do. Oh, God, you think I do nothing.
You don't. Well, I've known you for a long time, and I remember you were not a fan of oral sex, performing oral sex on women.
No. What are you talking about? Okay. When did this come up?
This was a long time ago.
Yes.
When you were a little kid.
I think you're high right now.
I wish.
Yes.
Okay. Hi, guys. Just started listening to the show, and you guys are awesome. As far as handjobs go, it's not a simple answer. A handjob on its own is pretty much useless since we can do that ourselves on our own time. But given the right circumstances, out in public, for example, they can be a great warm-up for the rest of the evening. A handjob used with a blowjob, however, is God's gift to man. So my verdict is to reserve handies for foreplay and blowjobs. Other than that, let us handle it ourselves. See, this person agrees with you. Keep up the great work, guys. Walt. He thinks that handjobs should be left for him.
Yeah, not to be done by somebody else. Because women, they don't know how it feels. They don't know if it's
but
good or
not.
They're not
good at it.
Use
lots of lube and two hands.
They're not good
What's
at it. And no matter how much they say they are, they are not.
I don't think that you've had enough sex with enough women who are experienced.
Okay, yes. I have never had sex before
in
my life.
No, honey, you've had a lot of sex.
I've never had a woman give me a hand job at all. And
not
every
a long
guy
time.
That I've talked to does not agree with me at all.
I'm bringing the hand job back. In
every
a really
guy will let
way.
You have give them a hand job, but it doesn't mean that you are good at it.
I'm good at it.
Yes, that's what you think.
Emily, I was listening to your show on strip clubs, and I have to say to you, women have it all wrong. For most guys, going to a strip club is our chance to be like you, to be like your women. You women. We walk into a club and have beautiful women give us attention. We get to reject hot women or take them up for a dance, drink, or just have them sit with us. Much like you women at an average club. That's it. Love your show. You rock. P.S. Hand jobs are great. If you're a 13-year-old getting a tug behind the handball court. Signed, E.D. Hilarious.
Yes.
So strip clubs.
Strip clubs. You're leaving town soon, aren't you?
I am leaving town.
Are you going to go to a strip club?
No, I'm not going to a strip club. I'm going on to a spa with my mom.
A spa with your mom?
A little spa vacation.
I think your mom would be down to go to a strip club. Your mom's a little frisky.
I know. She is frisky, isn't she? Yeah. But no, we're just going to be getting massages and doing yoga.
You don't want to check out some banana hammocks?
No, but my stepdad used to wear a banana hammock.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was unfortunate. It was a long time ago. I don't want to talk about it.
All right.
It makes me really upset. Okay, one more letter, and then we're going to call Bree Olson, who is from Adam and Eve. And she is a porn star.
Okay.
Okay. One more letter. Emily, love the podcast. I must say that as an extremely happy man for the past 6 years, our sex life has only gotten better as time has gone on. That's also from a man who got married at 21. My wonderful wife is a few years older than I am, jokingly a cougar, but it's perfect for me. She fulfills all my needs sexually, emotionally, and physically. I'm a lucky man, and I know it. Of course, eyes always stray, but we have a great rule as a couple. You can look at any grocery cart you want. But you always go shopping at the same one. This way, both of us are free to look, but always come back home to pleasure each other. I could not imagine being with anyone else ever. What I find sexy in other women are her traits. What do you think of our rule? I think it allows for some freedom, some inside jokes, but also prevents a lot of problems. P.S. Handjobs rule. Tell her how you want it. Lean back, relax, talk her through it. She will reciprocate because she wants it to be hot for you too. Use your vocabulary and make it hot for yourself by describing exactly what you want. PPS, sex toys only make your love life better. Don't be intimidated. Let her enjoy herself. That's awesome.
All right.
Yeah, I love it. So I think that I think it's great, your rule, that you guys talk about it. See, because it's the problem with couples. So
why?
The guy in the last letter.
No.
Just let me menace. Okay. So a few letters ago, the guy was talking about how he was thinking of straying and he couldn't. I mean, the couples like this that actually talk about it and they're like, yeah, I found that person hot or I found this person attractive, but I still love you. The fact that you can have that open dialogue with your partner
and
still come
rare.
Together.
It's very rare.
But I think it's awesome. I think that's exactly what you want because it's ridiculous to say till death do us part, we're going to walk down the aisle and I'm never going to find anyone hot.
I'm just
that's
saying.
That's ridiculous. It's not going to happen in any world.
That is totally awesome. I don't think it works for everybody. I think there's some people that are just – they have jealousy issues and that type of situation would
right.
not work.
You have – that's – and I want to be with someone who I can be like, how funny. Yeah, I was thinking of – you know, I was attracted to this other man and are you – but I still love you and want to be with you. That's mm-hmm. the kind of person I'd want to be with. That's all my right. list. That's one of my things.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
Thanks, honey. Okay, let's call Bree Olson from
right.
Adam and Eve. She's a star.
Okay.
Adam and Eve Pictures. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, is Bree there?
This is
Bree. It's Emily calling from Sex with Emily. It's Emily and Menace. How are you?
Hola.
Good. How are you guys?
Good. You sound tired. Did we wake you?
No. Oh my gosh, I am so tired. I've been up since so early.
What were you doing? Were you shooting a porn movie?
No, that's not all I do.
I know. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
I would have asked that question. I would have said you were out on a run or something, but you know, she goes straight for the point.
Well, come on. That's what we're talking about. Bree, you're awesome. I read your bio, and you've caught the eye of Adam and Eve Pictures right away, and you're total star for them. They love you.
I hope so. That's my paycheck.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, how did you even come across them? How did they find you, or did you go to them?
Well, I had looked it up on the internet, and on how to get into the industry. I looked it up, and I ended up going out to LA, and I just freelanced for the first year, so I just whole bunch of different companies, and then after that, I just got recognized by the more major production companies and got offered contracts, and I ended up choosing Adam and Eve because they were the best fit, and it's worked out very well.
That's
so great.
They say that you're the innocent girl next door to a down and dirty sex vixen in less than 60 seconds, and I look at your pictures. You're so hot. I see
Thank
that.
You.
I see the girl next. You're from the Midwest?
Yeah, I live in Indiana.
Oh, you do? Okay, I'm from Michigan.
Oh, okay.
So I've got exactly.
Now, what makes a girl want to look up how to get into the industry on the internet?
You know, it was always something I wanted to do, or I always thought about doing in the back of my head. I grew up watching Howard Stern, and, you know, I'd see him, you know, with his little laser pointer and, like, pointing at the girls' bodies and saying, oh, I don't know, could you do porn or couldn't you? And now looking back on it, I see, you know, what a joke it was, you know, like, oh, you can just walk right into the industry. But back then I was like, oh, my gosh, it must be so hard to get in, you know, and I'd go and I'd look at my body in the mirror and then look back at those girls. I'd be like, yeah, I think I could do that. And it just always kind of stuck in my mind. And I had a girlfriend from the time I was 15 till I was 19. And I remember telling her, I said, you know what, when I get 18, I've always thought about doing like Playboy or something like that. And she was like, absolutely not. She didn't want to have any part of that. So when we split up, which is when I was 19, I was a pre-med, a college student at Purdue, full-time, and I was also a full-time telemarketer. And just between the two, I was just exhausted every day. Life just sucked. I mean, you know, I can't complain too much because, that's, you know, you make sacrifices to, you know, have that type of degree and everything in the end. But it was just a bit overwhelming for me at the moment. And I said, you know, I'm just scraping by on my bills. I said, you know, I've always been interested in the industry. I said, maybe I could just go and, you know, shoot a few movies or something and just to catch up on bills. So I went to this website called sexyjobs.com, and they have all anything you can think of in the industry that has to do, like phone sex operators, strippers, bachelor parties, sexy maids, porn stars, anything. And they
write
have
that
all
down.
That on there. And I just put on there, I'm like, I've never done any of this before. I never was a stripper. I never did any of that. I was like, I want to get into porn.
Wow.
And I just put my phone number and pictures on there. And next thing you know, I'm getting calls poured in. And out of all of them, there was only one girl that called me. And she was like, and so she just stood out to me because a lot of the guys were just like really creepy. Like they weren't
real like, can
producers.
You come over here? I need to see you in person to have
yeah,
a chat.
You know, I had no idea. I ended up going with the chick, and she was down in San Diego, and they were a small company, and I shot for them, and then they introduced me to like what the agency was and everything. So I got with an agency in LA, and that's where goes back to what I was telling you earlier, that my career just took off from there.
That's great. So do you love having sex?
Oh my gosh, I love it so much. In fact, I'm thinking about it right now, and I'm like, oh, it sucks because I don't have anyone, like, good to call.
Really? I know. Me neither. I totally understand how you're feeling. But you can go do it for work. You can go have sex on the job, but it's not the same. So do you get off when you're doing the porn and you're shooting it? Does that count for you as having sex?
Yeah, it does. But the thing about it is the more I have sex, the more I want it all the time.
Right.
It's like,
that's exactly it. I feel the same way. And that's what I always tell people when they don't want to have sex. I'm like, just start having it. Or just start having, pretend you're going to, you know, tell yourself that you're going to do it every day for 30 days. Or just start doing something. And then you'll get your juices flowing again and you'll want to have sex. So you're not dating anyone right now?
No.
How do men feel when you tell them what you do for a living?
Most people know because I hang out with a really tight-knit group of friends here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And so anyone that I meet is basically through people that I know. So, of course, they're already going to know. Even just going through walking in the mall. I was just walking in the mall the other day, and I had people say something like three times. Just people come up to me and say stuff. So it's like I'm recognized. I'm well-known around here. And, you know, it's like, I found good guys, you know.
Right?
That
no, totally. I'm sure.
They know that my work is my work, and you know their quality and everything. But I haven't found the good guy that clicks with me yet.
Right.
But you know, I only plan on doing this for 2 or 3 years, anyways. So
okay.
Then, you know, I can say, hey, it was something I did. I made my money. I had fun, and now I'm going on to do this next thing. So. Right.
So I was wondering if you could share any sex tips with our listeners. Like, is there anything that you've learned from the sex that you've had that you could share? Like some special, like a top one or two tips that you're like, oh my God, you know what men love, you know what women love. Is there anything like that comes to mind that you learned?
I would say the top two things from both sexes are confidence. If a man is very confident, women are naturally attracted to that. And I always say it doesn't matter how ugly you are or unattractive you are or whatever you think about yourself. If you come off as being confident and just really just self-satisfied, like you don't see anything wrong with you, other people, it's going to show very distinctively and you're going to stick out and people are very attracted to that. And the same goes with women. If you're trying to hide yourself or turn the lights off
right.
or cover up, guys do that too. And it's like if you feel sexy, it's like whatever you can do, even if it's just some simple lingerie or the way you do your hair, your makeup, if you feel sexy, then that's going to show it to the guy, and the guy is going to be like, wow, you look really sexy, because it's like it just radiates off of you and your personality
yeah.
and everything. So I would say those are the top two things for both sexes.
I think that's true. I think a lot of times women, you know, the huge thing is body image for women, and they're just so insecure, and they don't want guys to do certain things to them, and they want, yeah, like you said, they want the lights off. So I would say that's a good one. Thank you. Thank you so much. So what's coming up next? I hear you're starring in the A-Team XXX?
Yes.
For Adam and Eve?
Yes, that should be out, actually.
Oh, really?
You said the 18? That's not out yet. Maybe that's not out. Yeah.
It's so confusing, probably. You shoot a lot of films. It's hard to remember. So you're with women. So you said you had a woman. So you bisexual?
No, not anymore. Okay. I'll have sex with them, but I wouldn't be in a relationship with one.
Got
again.
It. Okay.
Women are crazy, right?
Oh my gosh, so crazy, dude. You know, it's like it's a reason it's supposed to be a man and a woman. Like women, way too much estrogen. Like, I know what guys go through. It's like I'm never.
It's hell. It's hell, right?
Yeah.
It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, dude.
It's a lot of work.
I really appreciate the laid-back nature of men now.
Thank you.
Okay, I've got one last question for you, Bree. What is your biggest turn-on?
I guess I have to go back to confidence. Guy's real confident.
Come on. Okay, but besides confidence, is there something that a guy can do or a woman that sends you into a tizzy that you're like, I can't believe he just did, like kissing your neck? Or, I mean, I'm not talking, you have to get totally graphic here, but is there something that, like, just every time...
Something
sexual.
Everything is more mind over matter for me. Like,
yeah.
I could be in two completely situations, and the guys could be doing the exact same thing, but it depends where my mind is at, what I'm thinking about, what I think about that person.
Right.
You know? So,
okay.
There's nothing really.
Thank you.
Really
okay, got it. Confidence. And you seem very confident yourself, Bree. You have a really promising career for as long as you want to do it. Where can people find you? What's your website?
Reelson.com. And also, if anyone wants to find out any info, Twitter. I'm always Twittering all kinds of dirty, naughty things.
I love it.
And very informative as well. And that's just Bree Olson. If people just look up at Bree Olson, and my name is BreeOlson. So Bree Olson on Twitter. And, you can basically find out everything there, like when I feature.
Okay, great. We're gonna put that on our website as well so people can find you. Bree Olson from Adam and Eve Pictures, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Have a great night. She's really cute. You should look at her picture, Menace.
I haven't even looked at it.
You have to look. She's
Where
she's
is it?
Blonde.
Do you have it?
She's cute. You got to Google it.
Oh, Google.
Google her. Google her. And she does girl next door look, sexy vixen.
All right.
I got to say. Okay, let's do some. Okay, so first we've got to.
Is she blonde or brunette?
Blonde.
Blonde, I don't care.
You don't like blondes?
Huh? I'm sorry. We have some blondes in the room.
We've got some people here. Okay. So I know that you... Okay, so we got some stuff from adamandeve.com.
Right.
Thank you so much. I know you're looking to spice up things in the bedroom, or maybe you've been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie. Here is an offer you cannot resist. I promise. If you check out adamandeve.com today, you get a special offer. You're going to get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. You get 50% off one item when you type Emily at checkout at adamandeve.com, and that's E-M-I-L-Y at checkout, and you get 3 gifts and 50% off one item, and it's just a great deal. So check it out. Adam and Eve, they got all your sex toy and sexual needs taken care of.
Now, I wonder if it's very discreet. I'm sure it's discreet.
No, it's totally discreet. Yeah. They send you stuff like it literally, like they don't, it doesn't say anything.
Because my buddy screwed me one time because this is back, you know, when I was in my early 20s, I was working at a TV station. So I would get tapes all the time sent to my work. And he didn't want the Girls Gone Wild videos sent to his house because he was still living with his parents. So he, without telling me, he sends the Girls Gone Wild videos to my work. But they were very discreet.
Right.
So.
No, they're always discreet.
Yeah.
These people, they've got it down. It's not like back in the old days when we were like, oh, is it going to show up on my thing? Like, you know, Jenny Does Dallas and Triple X. No.
Have you gone to Urban Outfitters? I don't know if Urban Outfitters is nationwide.
It is
nationwide.
Yeah.
They have envelopes that says porn tape or
oh, that's
funny.
Like that.
Funny.
I love Urban Outfitters.
Like
they've always done good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, here's some sex tips that women wish that you knew. We're gonna get into some sex tips.
Okay.
Now. Do you like it, Max?
Yes, I'm busting out my pencil and my notepad
okay,
right now.
Perfect. Okay. Greater focus leads to hotter sex. What's the best way to unlock a woman's wildest desires in bed? 42% of women we surveyed, that means that being in the moment and not being distracted. So don't be on your iPhone or your BlackBerry.
For a man? Not to be on their phone or BlackBerry? I
not
got in trouble
sex.
For that once.
Sex is a conversation, and she doesn't want to feel like you wish you had your BlackBerry. Exactly. So a woman takes attendance during sex in many ways, and the strongest signal you can send comes from your mouth. More than 90% of women we surveyed said a man's primal panting turns him on. But use words over Tarzan grunts if you can. You want to reassure her. Do that. That feels good. Or, oh, I love that. So beyond giving her a confidence boost, the extrasensory seduction intensifies the experience. Nonverbal communication is important as well. Burst of eye contact, lip nibbles, and any kind of physical or verbal communication shows her she's the one pushing your buttons and not some fantasy fembot in your head. It's true. We want you to look in our eyes. We want you to make us feel more confident. We want you to tell us that you think we're hot.
Yeah, I got in trouble one time.
For what?
Because I was having sex with this girl, and the phone rang right after we were done, and I answered the phone.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
Why not?
How done were you? Were you like, oh, hello? Or like, how done?
I was kind of drunk. Whatever.
Right, that happens. Yeah, you're really not supposed to do that. And it's like what Brie was saying, Brie Olson from Adam and Eve. I mean, it's like, it's confidence, and it's like making a woman feel confident. We've got a lot of insecurities as women, so if there's anything you could do, make eye contact, you know, act enthusiastic, even if you're not, that you want to be there, that you want to be there with us, because we're going to know if you don't.
All right.
You answered your phone. You got in trouble?
Yes. That's hilarious. Get yelled at.
Okay. Gentle means more than that. The word gentle is a woman's code telling you to be more sensitive to her cues. The more nerve dense the hot spot on a woman's body, the more careful your approach should be. Clitoral contact in particular feels abrasive without a proper warm-up. If a woman yips or inhales suddenly when you go there, instead of purring or moaning, you've jumped the gun. So here's what you should do with the clitoris. Do you know what that is? You know what the clitoris
Never
is.
Never heard
it's
of it.
A little bud. Okay.
Okay.
Use indirect stimulation first, paying careful attention to her reactions as a guide. So the nerve-packed clitoris actually extends several inches under the skin on either side of her vagina like a wishbone.
All right.
I'm showing Menace what that is here. Which means you can massage it without directly pressuring the bud. So trace the extensions with flat, wide, extra wide, wet tongue strokes or slower finger zigzags. And don't forget the lube, then rub a slow spiral around the top. So you're not really touching it. You're just going around it because the clitoris has nerve endings on the outside of it that will really turn a woman on. If you go right to it, it's like, ugh, you're not ready yet. You're not there yet. It takes – we can't go from 0 to 60.
Do you have a diagram of this for your website?
And my book I do, which is coming out.
Sweet.
Yeah, in September. I have a whole thing on this.
All right.
So that's a really good thing. Don't think you go right through there. You got to kind of play around outside of it.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's good. That's my sex tips for today.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Menace.
Thank you.
Good bomb.
When do I get to see you again?
I'll be back. Next Friday we'll be recording the show. I'll leave town tomorrow.
Good.
And thanks to everyone for listening. And you can find me, like I said, sexwithemily.com, Twitter, Emily Morse, M-O-R-S-E. My fan page is Sex with Emily on Facebook. And my personal page is Emily Hope Morse. Thanks so much to Adam and Eve, Brie Olson from Adam and Eve Pictures, for sharing her sexy exploits with us. So fun to have her on the show.
Yes.
And thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Check out my new vibrator store at sexwithemilyovo.com to check out vibes as low as $15 from the Germany company OVO. That's O-V-O. These sleek, well-designed, and inexpensive vibes make great gifts for yourself and others. Go to sexwithemilyovo.com to get one tonight.